Teacher salaries make up a big chunk of school budgets in New Hampshire. The town of Pittsfield has never been able to offer high salaries, but with creative projects in the past few years, it's managed to attract good teachers. In the third of our series, Adequate, NHPR Sarah Gibson looks at how Pittsfield has made a lot happen with less and why that's been harder to pull off with recent state cuts.
65-year-old Louis Houle has lived in Pittsfield his whole life. He raised his kids in the house his family has owned for four generations. He went to elementary school in a stately brick building on Main Street, which is now the town hall. That's where I meet him. At the entrance, he points to where the water fountain used to be.
A water bubbler was right there, as a matter of fact, because I can remember getting my head pushed down on the water bubbler where you would come in.
Houle walks to a window looking out over the sparkling Suncook River. He says Pittsfield has changed a lot since its days as a bustling mill town. It's struggled, and Houle has worked hard to keep the town afloat. He's on so many committees and projects here that some joke he's the unofficial mayor. One of his major accomplishments was helping the school district get a $2 million grant from a New England foundation 7 years ago. The goal was ambitious: redesign education in Pittsfield.
The entire community pulled together to work on this grant. And we spent summers going over how we would like to design this school. It was just a wonderful thing that was going on.
They were doing exactly what I wanted to be doing in my classroom, which is giving the power back to the students.
Jenny Wellington came to Pittsfield to teach high school English in 2011 when the grant was revving up. She had just gotten her master's at UNH and before that had taught for 6 years in New York City. Wellington could have gotten higher pay at a wealthier district, but she chose Pittsfield because of what the school calls student-centered learning. For example, every Monday, her students would talk about the zombie TV show, The Walking Dead, they'd seen over the weekend.
And I was like, let's just do a unit around why we are so crazy obsessed with zombies. We analyzed stories about zombies. They made videos. I mean, it was just like that freedom for a teacher is not in every school where you can design your curriculum to meet the students' needs.
To make up for the lack of electives, the school hired someone to help students get credit for activities outside of school, like learning sign language or building a greenhouse. Louis Houle followed this closely, and he remembers a difference, even at parent-teacher conferences.
Parents no longer went to school to hear the teacher talk about their student. The student stood up and talked about himself. And the increase in parents attending was amazing.
District records show that attendance at parent-teacher conferences shot up to over 80%. More students started participating in extracurriculars, and more got accepted to college. Test scores did not improve significantly, and teacher pay remained low. But there was a sense of promise.
I feel like Pittsfield was finding a new identity, with student-centered learning at the heart of it.
We had schools coming to Pittsfield from all over the country to look and see how we were teaching and what our successes were. Things were just super rolling along. And then we started to get less funding.
The district had always struggled with funding. But in 2016, halfway through all these big changes, the state started cutting a type of aid to schools called stabilization grants. In Pittsfield, this meant $87,000 less each year. Wellington says that's when it hit her. This transformation of the schools was fragile without strong state support.
As money from the stabilization grant kept getting taken away, you could feel the tension with students, like what teacher is going to be cut, what positions are going to be cut. You could feel it with teachers, like, is my job going to be cut?
Woodshop teacher, cut. That coordinator to run the out-of-school learning, cut. Foreign languages?
Our French and Spanish teacher is now Rosetta Stone instead of a person doing that. And that's not right at all. That is just so wrong. That is so wrong.
Just down the street, I meet up with Pittsfield High School senior Stephanie Rickey.
I can't promise it's tuned.
Stephanie loves music and English. She's planning to go to college to become an English teacher like one of her favorites, Mrs. Wellington. Her relationship with her teachers has been more important to her than any textbook.
We have these absolutely amazing teachers who are so good with the students, they're so good at actually teaching. But then they leave and they get replaced. Their replacement might be good or it might not be, and you don't know what you're going to get. So it's a huge loss.
Wellington noticed this loss too. After 6 years, she says she was the only one left of the teachers who had started when she did.
And I do think that has to do with the salary, because you can go 10 miles away and make $10,000 more.
The disparity in teacher pay is a challenge for poor districts across New Hampshire. In Pittsfield, the average teacher salary is $40,000. Just 15 miles away in Concord, it's over 70. Wellington held out because she loved how Pittsfield was doing education. But last spring, she also decided to leave. Since then, she's taught online classes and worked with a local organization, Pittsfield Listens. She's thinking of getting a PhD in education. She remembers crying back when she broke the news to Stephanie and her other students. She told them,
I've learned so much from you as students and, you know, from this school that I want to go and make schools better. Like, I think I want to do something else. Like, explaining that to them was really important so they didn't feel like I was abandoning them.
Stephanie was really sad when Wellington, her favorite teacher, left, but she's making the best of it. She's taking a class at the technical school in Concord and learning some new musical instruments. She says anyone who wants to take AP or foreign language classes now has to take these online, but the school iPads no longer work, and many can't afford their own computers or internet at home. She says people in bigger towns just don't get what it's like to be in Pittsfield and want more for yourself.
They're like, oh, you're small, so you don't need as much as us. You don't need all these different opportunities. When in reality, we do. We have students who want those activities, who want to branch out more.
Stephanie says when she thinks about her life and what she wants to accomplish, it's not just to become a teacher. It's to do what Pittsfield tried to do, to transform what education means for students and their families. But she says this transformation, it doesn't happen easily, and it doesn't happen for free. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.